It is 4:17, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Today brought to you by Sonny's Family Diner. Start your day on the sunny side at Sonny's Family Diner in Brighton. In addition to their huge menu, every morning from 7 till 8, you get 2 eggs, potatoes, choice of meat, toast, and coffee for just $10. Visit Sonny's Family Diner, 2171 West Henrietta Road in Brighton. Great way to start your Saturday at Sonny's Family Diner. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, did you hear the big announcement from the Seneca Park Zoo today?
I did, yeah.
They announced today that one of their giraffes, Kapenzi, who is a Maasai giraffe, the same one who's got a cancerous tumor on her jaw, is pregnant.
Is pregnant. Hey,
yeah.
All right.
And actually, their other female giraffe named Iggy is also pregnant.
Oh, my heavens.
So that's two pregnant giraffes are there at the Seneca Park Zoo.
How many more giraffes do we have? Is that all?
I don't know.
All
I don't know how many female giraffes they have there. But so I thought that today we would talk about giraffes.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Let's talk giraffes, Sarah.
Let's talk giraffes.
You first.
Shall we?
You first.
So giraffes are the tallest mammals in the world fully grown giraffes standing 14 to 19 feet tall. And males are taller than females.
Oh, wow.
The average weight is 2,600 pounds for an adult male and around 1,800 pounds for an adult female. Just like human fingerprints, no two giraffes have the same coat pattern.
Are you sure?
Their pattern has been claimed to serve as camouflage in the light and shade patterns of the African savanna in the woodlands where they live.
Yeah.
When standing among trees and bushes, they're hard to see at even a few meters distance.
Yeah, except their head pops out
their
the
big
top.
Head is,
hey, what's up here?
They just crouch down a little in the tree.
They tie a little knot in their neck.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yes, exactly. So despite their characteristic long necks, giraffes actually have the same number of neck vertebra as humans.
No way.
Yes, they do.
Are you kidding me?
Each individual vertebra is supersized, measuring up to 10 inches long.
I'm joking.
Now, you had asked me earlier, like, why are their necks so long?
Yeah, why are their necks so long?
There are some hypotheses regarding the evolutionary origin of their long necks.
Okay.
Charles Darwin originally suggested something called the competing browsers hypothesis, which has been challenged only recently. It suggests that competitive pressure from smaller browsers, so animals that also eat from trees, encouraged the elongation of the neck as it enabled giraffes to reach food that its competitors could not.
There you go. And no other competitor thought to lengthen their own
neck. Apparently not. This advantage is real as giraffes can and do feed up to 15 feet high, while even their larger competitors can feed only like 6 feet high.
Yeah, these guys, they don't have to wait for the low-hanging fruits.
No, highest of the hanging fruits, yes. And male giraffes also use their necks as weapons in combat, which is a behavior known as necking, which is used to establish dominance.
I'm sorry, what now?
Yeah.
Necking?
Necking, yeah.
Is that right?
So a giraffe eats around 75 pounds of plant matter daily, which means that they spend most of their time eating.
Yeah.
Giraffes only need to drink water once every couple of days. They get most of their water from their plant-based diet, which is good considering their height makes the process of drinking kind of difficult.
Oh, really? They just like slide right down?
Like they got to like,
waterfall?
They have to like, get their heads down to the water, which is not easy.
You're right.
Yeah,
that's
right.
A good point, Sarah. They need to buy a waterfall. They could just like
If they went
to Niagara Falls, they could stand on the overlook,
right.
just put their neck out,
stick their tongue out
like a water fountain.
Yeah, absolutely. A giraffe only has two gaits: walking and galloping. And unlike other four-legged animals, when they walk, they move their legs on one side of the body, then do the same on the other side. So like the left side, then the right side, instead of.
They do that?
They do that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The giraffe can reach a sprint speed of up to 37.
Okay.
Not 70.
That's still
37
fast,
miles per hour. It's still pretty fast.
Imagine 70 miles an hour.
Ooh,
a giraffe
that would be
bolting
crazy.
Down Broncroft
That'd
Boulevard.
That'd be crazy. Studies in captivity found the giraffe sleeps intermittently only around 4.6 hours per day.
I feel like that's what I do,
mostly at night.
Yeah.
It usually sleeps lying down. However, standing sleeps have been recorded, particularly in older individuals.
I feel like that's happened to me, too. I'm a part giraffe.
Now, early biologists suggested that giraffes were mute. But that's not right.
No.
They're a pretty quiet animal overall. They have been recorded to communicate using snorts, sneezes, coughs, snores, hisses, bursts, grunts, growls, and flute-like sound.
You're kidding.
I would like to hear a giraffe making a flute-like sound. Yeah, I'm not really sure. During courtship, males emit loud coughs, and females call their young by bellowing.
Wow.
And during the night, giraffes appear to hum to each other.
Is that right? A hum?
Yes.
A pleasant hum?
Yes. And, is it pleasant? I don't know.
Is this audio we have?
Yeah. So we have, on the internet, on YouTube, there are videos of giraffes humming.
This is legit.
And this is legit what a giraffe sounds like.
This is the beautiful sounds of a gorgeous giraffe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the giraffe humming at night.
The echo nice, sound right? makes it sound like it's like a public
restroom. It kind of just sounds like they're snoring, you know?
Yeah, but snoring. Sorry, I don't know. That's it. Snoring.
So giraffe gestation lasts 400 to 460 days, jeez, after which a single calf is normally born, although twins do occur on rare occasions. The mother gives birth standing up, and the calf emerges head and front legs first and falls more than 5 feet to the ground.
Hey, welcome to the world.
Yep. A newborn giraffe is 5.6 to 6.6 feet tall. Within a few hours of birth, the calf can run around and is almost indistinguishable from a one-week-old.
Can it go 70 miles an hour, though?
I don't think so. Not quite.
Okay.
Giraffes are social animals. They live in herds of about 10 to 20 individuals, and they can be up to 50 members in each group.
All right.
And now, do you know what a group of giraffes is called?
I don't know.
It's called a tower.
A tower?
Because they're so tall, I guess.
A tower of giraffes. That's all right.
Giraffes do not have strong social ties like other animal species, except mothers with their offspring. And each member of the herd can leave the group at will. So they can just come and go.
As they please.
Hang out for a little, move on.
Very chill.
Yeah, very chill. Very chill animals, for sure. So giraffes are classified as vulnerable to extinction with approximately 68,000 left in the wild. But the number of giraffes has plummeted dramatically in the past three decades by up to 40%.
Wow. What's happening?
Climate change.
Climate change is getting them?
Yeah. Giraffes are still found in numerous national parks.
Because they're closer to the sun with their
high
heads?
No, I think like their food, I think. The trees and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Giraffes are still found in numerous national parks and game reserves, and there are around 1,600 in zoos around the world.
There you go. We have two lady giraffes here, and at least two in Rochester.
Okay. Maybe more soon.
Maybe more?
Yeah.
You picked out a record to go along with the giraffe, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so since the giraffes are native to Africa, I thought we would play a song called African Beat by Bert Kempfert.
We'll do it. We'll do it, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world, Bert Kempfert and African Beats. Just that this is a picture giraffes just moseying along to this.
Absolutely.
I like this.
Oh, they're on the savannah? Sure.
Sure. This does sound like the savannah to me. That's how I picture it.
Yes.
Very savannah-like. Sarah, why did we just play that song, African Beats?
Because we were talking about giraffes.
Yes, we were.
And because the Seneca Park Zoo announced today that one of their female giraffes is pregnant. And there's another one there that's pregnant, too. So.
Congratulations. They're having a shower? What do you get for a giraffe?
I don't know. Maybe like a sprinkle?
Long scarf? What? A sprinkle?
Instead of a baby shower?
Oh, okay. Is that a thing that people do now?
Mm-hmm.
A sprinkle instead of a shower?
Yep. Never heard of this before?
You've
probably never been to a baby. Have you ever been to a baby shower?
I have been to a baby shower. Oh. I'm not proud to say, but I have been to a baby shower. Yeah. What's a sprinkle, though?
It's like when after you have your first baby.
Oh, you have your second one?
Yeah, and you have a sprinkle instead of a shower.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You didn't just teach about giraffes today. You
taught
me about
showers
and sprinkles.
Yeah.
All right. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
I am.
Go.
All right. Giraffes are the tallest mammal in the world.
They eat around 75 pounds of plant matter daily.
And a group of giraffes is called a tower.
A tower
which
of power.
It's really a great name for a giraffe.
That's great. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
All right. Folks want to learn more about giraffes. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do besides going to the zoo, of course?
You can go to my wiki blog.
Right.
If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Super, 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 super. Thank you, Sarah. So the gestation period for a giraffe, 400 to
460 days.
So when will we be seeing these new giraffes?
Well, I think the one that was already pregnant, I think they said she's in her delivery window.
Oh.
So maybe soon. And the other one, I think they just found out. So, I mean,
well, if they just found out. It may not be, though. If they just found out and it's 400-something days, 365 in a year, I mean, it could be she could be pregnant all of 2024 and deliver the beginning of 2025. I mean, it's mathematically.
Possible.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll sort that out. Sarah, thank you so much for coming in today. Hope you have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Back on Monday at 4:10. Would you mind?
I will be here.
America appreciates it. Thank you, Sarah. We got the weekend kickoff coming up in a little over a half hour. Ed Smith's going to join us in just a second to update us on traffic on Legends 102.7.